So that is sequence three, I believe, Simon.
No.
Hang on.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Let me just think. That is it live, autumn work. Leaves? No. Red
that
peas. Life
live, work.
Live, work, and reproduce. Actually, that's a really good title, wasn't it? Live, work, and reproduce. That's pretty much what we all do, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Yeah. I remember you giving me a small tune called "It All Comes to Death in the
oh,
End,"
yes.
which I thought was a bit morose at the time. But
yeah.
actually, that's kind of the way I think as well. Just it all comes to death in the end, whatever.
Well,
let's
just
live your life and have fun, and then die. Which is so good. I put it on my MySpace status for about 3 years. And people kept going, "Change the status, it's really miserable." But I love it. Anyway, we've got a couple of emails. I'm going to read them out and get them over with. We've got Colin Bray, who cryptically said Cars meets the Waltons meets Michael Nyman, which was one of your earlier pieces,
oh, yeah.
Over the airwaves, it was called. And I kind of questioned that, and we were looking at each other puzzled, and he says, similar to the combined riff of Cars by Newman, Gary Newman, of course,
right.
yes, melody, the melody from the Waltons and the rhythms of Michael Nyman. Kind of getting what he's at now, yeah. And then he says, or something, I'll get my pyjamas. And we've got another listener now. The gorgeous Pick is listening as well. She says, nice tunes, lads. Thank you very much indeed. Now, this beautiful piece of music that's running underneath us, again, it's not the music programs that you've got, the music machines.
No.
But it is, in fact, an earlier piece called Barcode.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, the title is Barcode.
Yeah.
Okay, and
yeah.
when you look at the sleeve notes, it actually has a picture of a barcode on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on your website,
yes.
okay, simonbelshaw.co.uk,
yeah.
it has a picture of a barcode. What are you on about? What's this all about?
Well,
please explain.
This is, you know, as people have probably realised by now, I'm very much interested in processes and systems.
Right.
And the barcode... a device was a system that I developed for composition. Mm. And this is how this whole piece that we're listening to now was constructed.
Right.
And it was done... The barcode itself, actually, although for other pieces I did use... because I used this sort of technique for a number of different pieces.
Mm.
For some pieces, I actually took genuine barcodes.
Mm.
I did one which was from the barcode from a cream egg wrapper. but this one, I actually downloaded a trial sort of
piece. Can I just say, it's incredibly hard to read one of those anyway, because they're all crumpled up and tinfoiled,
yeah,
aren't they?
Well, I had to put it on the photocopy and enlarge it. smooth the tinfoil out, obviously.
Obviously,
first.
Yeah.
And it's quite difficult, actually, to get the wrapper off without destroying part of it. I had to get through...
Could you not use, like,
bacon? A box or two of cream eggs I had to get through. Before I got one that was right. But this piece with the barcode was... I downloaded some software where I could make my own barcode, which is what this is.
Mm.
And what I did from there was just measure the gaps between the stripes in various ways, just between each different stripe, or from black to black or white to white.
Yeah.
That gave me a series of measurements that I then made a set of tables from, and each thing then triggered. This is basically just built on a number of different arpeggios, which are then combined and crossed over, played in different ways, and this is sort of how it was all built.
Again, using maths as your...
Yeah, it is. Absolutely, yeah.
All right, well, listen, let's listen to this. I mean, it's actually 17 minutes long. Isn't it? And it was
it
cut down from a 30-minute piece.
That's right, yeah.
Which, again, is it has to be played in its full at some point, but I can't do it. I've only got 20 minutes left. But what I will do is whack it on for fair proportion,
okay.
And then we'll end with a couple of other tunes, which are similar to the ones we played earlier, actually,
okay.
And a little more jaunty and seems a crime to have to pull that back, I'm afraid. It goes on for quite a long time, doesn't it?
It was cut down
from 30 minutes to 70 minutes. Why did you cut it down in the first place? What was the reason for that?
The sort of second half of the original sort of 30-minute piece was the first. What I did initially was, as I say, set up all these the programs and matrices that decided where everything went, and I made some sort of editorial decisions in that I took some bits out and removed them. So what I did was, in the original piece, I stuck all those bits on at the end. The bits that I cut out became the second half of it. Which is why it was much longer, obviously. But I decided this is a slightly different version as well. The original one was all electronic, and this one has got a lot more live.
It's very beautiful. I played this to my kids as well.
Yeah.
And they used to kind of fall asleep in the car to it, which I think is...
It's really nice that people are falling asleep to my music.
I think so. Well, it takes you to a nice, safe place. A safe harbour, sir.
Indeed.
Do you like that?
I do, yeah. Well done.
Anyway, so Safe Harbour is the fictitious name of the band.
Yeah.
On this CD.
No, it's the real name.
Sorry, it's the real name.
Fictitious band.
Sorry, You like to make up names for yourselves, don't you?
Yeah.
For yourself. And one of those was the Melodic.
The Wessex Melodica Orchestra is what you're thinking of.
Orchestra, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what all that was about, because that made me laugh big time.
It made me laugh too. Well, I loved going to the car boot sale on a Sunday, and one Sunday I picked up a melodica, which is something I hadn't had for a long time. Mm. And
And this is an instrument, again, you blow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's a sort of a kid's instrument, really, I suppose, although they are sort of more fashionable these days. But it's a keyboard that you blow into, basically, to get the sound out.
Yeah.
And it just happened that a friend was down at the weekend when I got it, and we were talking about the ukulele orchestra.
Yeah.
And it just sort of all fell into place over a couple of drinks.
Okay.
That the thing to do would be have a Wessex Melodica Orchestra.
Yeah, and it does make me laugh, because you have covered some TV tunes, which obviously you can't play on the internet because of copyright reasons.
That's right.
But you did it for your own kind of satisfaction.
Yeah.
And also there were other tunes, kind of famous tunes.
Yeah, the sort of original four pieces that I did were like hits from the 70s.
Uh-huh. And you got the copyright for those, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, look, I was allowed to use them.
Oh, I see.
I don't know the copyright. But I've done, there's a Gilbert O'Sullivan, Alone Again Naturally, Carpenters on Top of the World, Herb Albert, This Guy's in Love with You, and the one I hope we're going to play now, which is Sylvester, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real.
What can I possibly say? That's pure genius, Simon. It's just,
thank you.
It is pure genius. It really is. And I've just looked through the insert of your of your CD there, and there's a whole load of pictures of musicians playing melodica.
That's right.
And they all look completely 1970s. Who the hell are they?
I've no idea.
Where do you get the pictures from?
Again, the car boot sale. Bought a scrapbook, someone's old scrapbook, and I just scanned the pictures in.
Brilliant. So they're like family members, are they?
I guess they, yes.
Really, that's very good. If anybody wanted to buy any of your music that we've been playing tonight, you know, is that a possibility? How can they do that?
Yeah, it's all available on the website, simonbelshaw.co.uk.
Okay.
Some of the other, the Belshaw Band stuff is available as well through We7, the website.
What's We7? How do you spell it?
We7.
Okay.
Number 7, rather than spelled. It's Peter Gabriel set the site up for. You can download music free, but you get a little advert on the front.
Okay. So you can download.
So it's available from there as well.
Great. I wanted to just quickly mention about your art installation, so we can just go there. You did one in the city centre recently for about the Princess Hay development, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that called?
It was called Palingenesis.
Which I thought was an amazing piece, actually, because you filmed it from a particular angle.
Yeah.
And it's of all the building work going on over one day, is that right?
Yeah, it was actually filmed from the top of Sofa Workshop in Paris Street, out of their window.
Yeah.
And it was while the demolition was going on of the old Princess Hay, and it was I filmed for a minute of every hour throughout the day.
Right.
So you it's sort of a time lapse thing, but it's not just sort of stills. It's a minute of action and then fading into the next minute an hour later.
Okay. And the music to go with that, what was the choice?
That was it was similar to some of the to that sort of barcode piece. In the same sort of piano style music.
Yeah.
But again, that went through a process of for the first minute you hear it in full, and then I strip it away as it goes through to sort of the night and then comes back out. So it goes through a process of deconstruction and reconstruction.
A beautiful piece, actually. So you can see that again, can't you? Bits and pieces of that on your
website. Yeah, on the website you can see clips of that.
Which is what,
as well.
My friend?
Yeah. SimonBelshaw.co.uk.
Brilliant. You've been listening to Spit and Feathers with me, Lee, and Simon Belshaw. Simon's going to tell you about this piece of music that's running underneath us at the moment. It's the last bit we're going to be hearing tonight from him. And I'll see you again next week when I've got a cryptozoologist or a monster hunter in the studio telling us everything about anacondas and beyond, I tell you. So tell us about what this is then, Simon.
This is called Sequence 3. It's another one of the pieces that lines in with Jack Pig, small pieces for small people.
Okay, thanks very much, Simon.
Okay, thank
Cheers.
You.
Nine men arrested during anti-terror raids in northwest England have